Hello and welcome everyone to episode 10 of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. I'm your humble host, Coasty, and I got a special episode for you today. Another edition of our Behind the Crew segment, we sat down with Project Lazarus. Unfortunately, many of the leaders had schedules that weren't quite congruent with what we needed, so we were only able to sit down with one. However, it was a great interview, and I hope you all get to know Hijenti just a little bit more, just like I got a chance to myself. We already have our next crew lined up, the Chicago Outfit. They will be coming up here soon, but until then, let's get to know Project Lazarus just a little bit more. So without further ado, I give you me. Hello and welcome everybody to the Buzzcast. Coasty here. I have a member and leader of the crew, Project Lazarus. Hijenti has agreed to come on to the Buzz and talk to us a little bit about his crew. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, mate. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking. I want to start off by getting to know you as a player a little bit more. Can you tell me a little bit more about your origins, how you found Bootleggers, and how you came to be part of Project Lazarus? I know you're not the only leader, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So I started basically floating around on Bootleggers probably about 13, 14 years ago. It was a game where we all went down to like the public library after school, and we all hopped on there, signed up together, and basically just started playing. I don't think any of us were like really any good, but that's how we came about. And yeah, how
nice. Found a way to Bootleggers. Did you guys end up getting banned at all, like working together on the same IP?
I don't think so, because we were pretty strict on not interacting with each other and not sending money and stuff. So we played it separately. But we just had this back in the day when internet at home was probably very scarce or very expensive. So we just went down to put a couple of hours in every day and just sort of experience the game and community. We weren't really trying to achieve anything. That's not Project Lazarus. That's just me and my own personal like footstep into Bootleggers. So.
Oh, for sure. But it makes me, you know, I don't want to go too much on a tangent here, but it makes me think now that the rules have changed or they allow you to interact. They just have better tools to determine if you're duping or not. So do you think that changed your guys' gameplay at all, or it made it worse to be able to play, playing with your friends, but you can't actually play with them kind of thing back in the day?
I'm not too sure, to be honest, because I think we all ended up basically shooting each other when we fell out. So yeah, I think okay. It just went down like that. And then we all started playing from home then. And so we could just have our own like free run and free shooting at each other without any sort of risk or anything like that. Obviously, the later as you get through BL years, the sort of the better internet's got, and it's more available on your phone. And like, it's just constant there, you know, so it makes it a lot easier just to have your own IP to play on. So
very true. That's a little bit about how you started. Was Project Lazarus, I can't say that word for some reason, was PL your first crew?
No, so I actually quit for quite a few years.
Don't we all at some point?
Yeah. I think it was just real life sort of got in the way. I got a job and started skating a bit more and doing stuff outside in the real world rather than sitting in front of a computer screen. But yeah, I think when I came back, it must have been about 2-3 years ago, signed back up. And the sort of first crew that I fell into was the Dog Pound. And then from there, went into TSE. I'm trying to think if there was anyone else after that. And I started my own crew last round, which was 420 Posse, which was briefly up there, but I disbanded it because it just wasn't active. People sort of just fell to the wayside during, I don't know, just life and whatever else. And then ended up coming into Project Lazarus. So sort of found my feet here, helped sort of just the council with a few things in terms of being a bit stricter on recruiting, what we're looking for, just streamlining things within the crew, which is sort of how I ended up moving up the chain here.
Okay, so you weren't one of the original founders. You started off as like a member and worked your way up, you know, the chain of command, as it were.
Yeah, for
okay.
Sure.
Okay, and you are one of, I believe, four leaders? How many bosses are there of PL?
I believe there is four founders and two council members now, like extra council members.
Got you. Okay, so you guys don't have a traditional setup as far as like a boss, crew, like underboss kind of thing. It's the four founders and then additional council?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that. That's unique.
Yeah, it's sort of good. Everyone has an input. Everyone's equal. It's very welcoming, you know, so it just works better that way, I think.
Okay, understandable. I mean, that kind of gives us a little bit of backstory about yourself. I noticed you mentioned skating earlier, and I know I talked to you offline a little bit about it. You said that you're not necessarily a pro skater, but you're still getting people to, you know, take pictures of you and you having to go to events and stuff like that. I heard you're pretty good.
I'm not too shabby. I wouldn't say I'm anywhere near like Tony Hawk's level or even like pro like you said, but I can do a few things. I've hurt like badly hurt myself in the past. So for now, it's just like fitness and what I can do, I just enjoy. But yeah, I do get called out on occasion just for the odd bit of footage or just to like hold the camera or a little skit thing for a little movie. I don't know. It's nothing major. It's just my friends and stuff really having a laugh and putting things together. So
that's pretty cool, though. It's nice to hear a little bit more about people's backstory besides, you know, where they logged in kind of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of activities, like I graphic design outside the Bootleggers. I also make music as well, like a rap, a skate.
Oh.
I'm so busy, I don't even know how I've ended up still got time to BL, to be honest, but here we are.
Well, I can certainly understand that. This game has a weird way of being incredibly boring but incredibly addicting all at the same time. It's a weird combination.
Yeah, I agree with you fully on that.
Well, that's a little bit about you and how you came to be about Project Lazarus, but That's not telling me much about the crew itself. What are you guys about? Are you guys more of like a busting crew? Do you guys like shooting? Are you guys just happy to have a forum and just hang out together? Are you guys active, not active? Tell me a little bit more about the crew in and of itself.
All right. So we used basically the end of last round to sort of have a bit of a purge and a reset, just to sort of reform Project Lazarus and what it was about and the direction that we wanted to go. So it was a sort of culling of members, people that weren't active, didn't really pull in a lot of revenue, or just, you know, BL is a game of politics and information. So if it's something that we needed to look at, we did it. If it was something that we needed to look at, we did that at the end of last round. And this round, what we've done is we've come in, we've looked to recruit more people, pull in a few members from elsewhere that, you know, can earn their keep. And I actually brought back a few friends to play Bootleg as well to help us out. So we've sort of grown this round just to sort of push for a top 10 revenue. We're not sure if we're going to get it or not, but you know, we can only try. And from where we were at the start of this round with 9 members, we're now up to like 21. So we've grown a lot this round. We just want to continue doing that. We don't really have, like, we're not a shooter crew. We're not really out to cause trouble or anything for anyone else. You know, we're just here to try and pull in as much revenue and be an active crew and just a welcoming platform for people really in the group chat and whatever else, just to have a place to play and get to know a few other people, really.
Understandable. I like that. So basically what you're telling me is you guys are kind of going through that stage of thinning out. So you recruit a bunch of people last round, and then you had to thin them out to get the more quality people. And then this round, you're doing the same thing. You recruited a bunch of people. You're trying to, you know, filter out the bad ones versus the good ones to get to a full crew eventually.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we started with 9 people at the start of this round. We've now got 21, and they're all quality people. They all seem to be friendly. They all work hard in terms of revenue, and generally just all around a good bunch of people. So it was just being out a few bad ones, really, and this round pushing on to be, you know, trying to kill something there, legacy-wise, okay. I guess. So.
Understandable. So you guys are more of a revenue crew then. Is there a specific type of member you guys are looking for? Is it someone who is peaceful and just looking to do revenue, or?
I think basically if we could just clone red herrings like 20 times, then we'd be happy.
I think every crew's got one or two guys like that, where it's just like, man, if I had 25 of them, no one would ever beat us, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely the case with him. But everyone's working hard, everyone's pulling their own, so I can't fault anyone within this crew at the minute. We've like obviously gone through the stage where we've had a few bad eggs, but which crew hasn't on Bootleggers?
That's very true. Very, very true. My entire crew is full of bad eggs.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I would. They're all a bunch of assholes.
I'll let you speak for that.
So I do want to give you guys an opportunity here to have a little bit of a recruitment pitch. If you had a full minute to tell the whole Bootleggers community why they should be part of Project Lazarus and not part of TSC, not part of Medellin Cartel, not part of all the other crews. I don't want to just name a couple of them. Just any of the crews. Why should they be part of Project Lazarus?
Well, I'll be honest. Currently, recruiting is closed because we seem to have enough quality people there that we're not looking to pull people in that we don't know. It's a case of if we know you and you've got a vouch, or you know someone in the crew, then maybe like we'd consider it. But at the minute, we've got closed door policy just because it's safer that way. We know we can trust the people that we've got. And I think that's the right course of action. We're not against people wanting to join, but obviously they'd need a very good reason right now, because we just don't deem it necessary right now.
Especially with so many crews at war right now, there's so many low-ranking people trying to like hide in crews and stuff. It's a good idea. This does kind of suck, though, because this is the second behind the name I've done, and both of them I've given you guys an opportunity to recruit, and you both have your recruiting closed. Little egg on my face.
You know bootleggers yourself, you know the politics, and you know it's the nature of the beast. It's an information game, so we know that people would want to join to see how we've grown, to see how we've achieved these things. So
yeah,
we sort of have to keep the cards close to our chest. I'm pretty sure you guys do the same, and I'm sure every crew does the same thing. And like, to a certain degree, to protect your own, you've got to keep them cards close to your chest. And right now, it's just not, we don't need them extra people just to make the numbers up, if that makes sense. So
no, it makes perfect sense. But I did have a question about it, though, because it brings up an interesting debate. Because in a prior podcast episode, I remember Himmel and myself discussing if there's really a threat to being incited anymore. So especially if you're just a revenue crew. So you got to think about it. If you guys aren't looking to shoot anybody, you don't have any secrets about, you know, hidden plots that you don't want anyone to find out about. Is there really a risk to someone joining your crew and gaining revenue? What risk is there really that you guys are worried about?
I think basically if you look at it as in you don't know who you're letting in and anything can happen, then you sort of weigh up as to like, this could cause me a problem down the line if someone acts under our banner. Yeah, so I don't feel like if we can't trust you, you've got no place in the crew. If we don't know you, then there's no place in the crew. Like, that's personally my standpoint. I'm not saying that that's the whole of Project Lazarus's standpoint, but just me as a council member, I put that across every time because you just don't know.
Well, I completely understand that. I mean, to be honest with you, at this point in time, at this point in the round, it's a really smart idea. I just didn't know what your guys' exact reasons for it. And it seems like you're more concerned with your culture and everybody kind of getting along and knowing each other more than, hey, we might go from 12th spot to 11th spot if we had two extra people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's definitely the case. I'd much prefer everybody just to get to know each other for a bit first, maybe for a round, see what happens, you know, evaluate at the end of the round and look to progress for next round.
Understandable. Do you guys have any like internal competitions you do? Any like internal, I know like Talon does like a movie night where they all get together and watch a movie together. Like, do you have anything internal that you guys do together?
Yeah. So we have Crew Olympics that run quite regularly, which will be
Olympics.
Yeah. So it would be like first event will be like design a new crew picture. The second one would be like a puzzle. So the first to submit with all the right answers. Then the second and the third person after that would get put like second and third place. They would also get a prize. Most busts, most GTAs, most OCs, and most revenue will get a reward. And what's the other one? We all get put in all the winners from events get put in a dice game at the end. So whoever wins in every event will get put into a dice game at the end, and then the winner takes everything.
Okay. And you guys do it based on the periods?
Yeah. Or it'll be either a scoring zone, or it'll be every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks. The payout is a bit more frequent and regular for the member base.
But that's basically an incentive for, you know, activity and also to shoot for revenue, right?
Yeah, of course. It obviously benefits the crew, but it gives the member base something to look forward to, something to be a part of, interact with. Obviously, the internal competition as well is good. So
I like it. I like it a lot. Do you have any internal stories? Any funny events that happened amongst crewmates? Something that happened a couple weeks ago about someone, you know, shooting themselves by accident or something like that? I don't know.
The only thing I can think of was Alex's post in the TSE radio chat thing where he got the right answer, but he typed friends, fruits instead, or like frunes or something like that. And it just became like a rolling meme in the game forum, which was pretty funny. But other than that, like, there's been nothing of the case.
Understandable. Okay, so I got to know you a little bit closer. I got to know Project Lazarus a little closer. How did you find Project Lazarus? Was it like an application that you put in? Did someone reach out to you specifically to recruit you? Did you apply via the classifieds? How did you become involved with this to begin with?
I think it was after I disbanded my crew for 20 Posse, because I left, I think it was the Dog Pound as a respectable Don and started for 20 Posse. And then I think I must have just crossed paths with someone along the way, like council or something, and they must have seen what I'd done with my own crew and realized that I was pretty capable of maybe not being a crew leader, but able to refine and reform a play style and the user's play styles to make them a bit better and a bit more competitive in terms of the revenue side of things.
Gotcha. So when you were down, they kind of scooped you up, took you under their wing kind of thing?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was down. I just didn't have any need to maintain that crew slot anymore. So it was just sort of reach out to a few friends that I've probably come across along the way and just say, like, is there a place in the crew? Can I just sort of, you know, join up and just see what it's about? And I think I just sort of found my foot in the door. And this has been probably one of the best crews that I've been a part of. So in terms of them giving me chances and opportunities to prove myself, and every crew that I've been in, I've earned trust and been loyal to. I've never sort of left on bad terms. And obviously, with a long history of like 14 to 15 years, the community of bootleggers is a big one, but it's very close-knit. So I had enough people there that I knew that I could probably just find my foot somewhere else.
Understandable. Well, where do you see Project Lazarus going in the future? Do you see them competing for that number one spot here soon? Maybe next round, later on in this round? Where do you see the future of PL going?
Realistically, I'd just like us to continue as we are. We've grown a lot this round, and I still think there's a few things that are like works in progress. But if we could maintain a top 10 revenue every round, I'd be happy with that. Like, we're not sort of looking to shoot or pay our way to the top, you know, so it's just we take it as it comes, we roll with the punches, and we just continue to grow and get better. That's all we want to do. So
okay. So you're looking for more consistency inside the top 10, kind of doing your own thing without stirring the pot too terribly much kind of thing.
I think that's it, really. Like, we're not a crew that goes out of our way to try and cause trouble or war, you know, and if anything, we'll try and minimize that as a whole. So yeah, we're a good crew, we're active, we're here, and we're just trying to work our way up that revenue table like everyone else.
Is there anything about the crew that you wish the community would know? Something, maybe a misconception about you guys or a question you guys get often?
I don't think so. I don't speak to that many people within the BL community. I'd sort of ignore my inbox and the game forums as much as I can and just sort of concentrate on the crew chat. And if anyone needs me or apps, I'm there and we can just resolve it that way. You know, I don't sort of go out my way to get to know extra people now.
Certainly understandable. Well, I want to take the time here just a moment and thank you for taking the time to speak to us and let us know a little bit more about your crew. And I wanted to, we have an extra couple minutes here. If you wanted to discuss any of the game features or changes that came with round 10, you'd have an open forum here to do so.
I'd actually say I'm probably one of the few people that is very happy with all the changes that have been implemented. From when I used to play 10 years ago, this game is unrecognizable. So I've just got to say, like, big shout out to all the staff and all the people that have put work in to make it work like what it is today. And
understandable. Is there one feature that stands out amongst the rest as your favorite new addition?
Probably Mastermind Crimes, because obviously once you've maxed out your sort of standard crimes, that's a big extra couple of mil there, maybe 5 mil if you get a multiplier. So I'd probably say that's my favorite. I like the new shooting system as well. I think that's it makes it a bit more, not that I use it, but it sort of makes getting to Eldon worthwhile if there's a 50% chance that you might survive getting shot and a chance to defend yourself. I think that is a good end game. So
you have the contrarian opinion where you're actually on board with all the bodyguards and bullets.
Yeah, that's the second time I've been called a contrarian today.
What was the other time?
Oh, that was I red herrings earlier today because I said I didn't fancy Margot Robbie or Robbie Margot. I can't remember what her name is.
Suicide Squad.
That's the one, yeah.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. Okay, interesting. Well, you know, everybody's got their own opinion.
Yep.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us, and I hope you have a great day, man.
Nah, thanks for the platform, Coasty, and it's been a pleasure as always.
All right, and that's going to wrap up this episode of the Bootleggers Buzzcast podcast. If anyone has any suggestions, comments, or concerns, feel free to make a game forum post or post in this episode's thread. If anyone has any questions about joining the Buzzcast team, reach out to Vio at your earliest convenience. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Until next time, I'm Coasty, and I'm out of here.